Hello, how are you today? Yesterday we left off talking about love and loving God, and I really wanted this segment to just to be about loving God. Because it's very important that you learn to love God in the purest form there is. It is so important that we learn to love God. The Bible says that we should love the Lord our God with all of our hearts, mind, and soul, and love our neighbors as ourselves. Love myself and then love my neighbor. So I should love God, myself, and my neighbor. And when I love God, myself, and my neighbor, my life will be filled and productive in the things of God. This is what I'm going to talk about today, because it behooves us to love God first. The Bible says, "He that cometh to God must first believe that he is God, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." When I first, not first, but I learned to love the Lord early in my life because I came from a family that loved God. So it was a part of my living. So I don't believe that it was actually taught to me in this way. I just saw the experience and the actions of my parents and my siblings and my cousins. And our church was a family church type. And the love of God was just shed abroad, and decisions that were made out of righteousness and not out of our emotions. And so I learned that early, to make the right decision, to do the right thing, not by our emotions, but just doing it because it's the right thing to do. So I want to talk to you about that today, especially those of you that are trying to find God. And I do apologize for so many of us who are in the body of Christ, and it just seems as though we cannot find contentment and we can't seem to find peace in the body of Christ. So then we go from this church, and we might go from that church, and we might move over here to this church, and we seem not to be able to find that peace. Now, I'm not saying that that's the right thing, but I'm not saying it's the wrong thing either. But I'm hoping that the broadcast today, Blog Talk Radio today, will give you some insight on how you can harness your living and put you on the path of righteousness and move in a way with God and have a relationship with God where God himself will meet your every needs, and that he will be faithful to your requests. And so there are some just simple things I want to say. First of all, number one, when you come to God, are you coming to God now that you love God and that God has converted you? The Bible, Jesus told Nicodemus that you must be born again. Are you sure that you're born again? Or you just decided one day, well, I'm going to go to church, and then I'm going to go because my friends are going. Well, question yourselves and ask yourself, am I born again by the Spirit? I believe that there are many people that are in the church are not born again. That's what John said. That's what the book of John says. It's in the book of John, and around the third chapter, Nicodemus was talking to Jesus. This new church, this new house, this new kingdom that Jesus came to establish before he died was going to be established, number one, by the Spirit of God. And so he told Nicodemus that you must be born again by the water and by the Spirit. And just because some of us, get dressed up and get clean up and decide that we're going to go to the house of the Lord and we're going to praise God and we're going to thank God and say, Lord, I just thank you because all of us in America knows God. And we all know the goodness of God. We've heard people testify of the goodness of God. So many, very few of us that are in America don't know God. If there's someone that don't know God, it's because the Bible said the gospel be hid. It is hid to them that are lost. So if you are lost, more than likely your whole family's been lost for generations on generations, because mostly you learn God in your family. So if you're lost, you might, just your family, you might have come from a lost tribe of people who've never known God or who've never served God and never gave God, you know, your undivided attention. So I encourage you first to go and, you know, seek out God. But for those of us who are coming to the house of the Lord and saying that we love God, let's keep this in mind, that you must be born again by the Spirit. And I am fully persuaded that when people are confused in the house of God and they are complaining about one thing or another, I do believe that there are people who are not born again. You may say yes, and you may even speak in some kind of tongues, but you have to be born again. Your heart must be changed. You must have this submissive spirit that you know that you are, your heart is broken. Your heart is broken in such a way that you want to humble yourself and you want to serve God. And the things of the world is not your first priority. It is not your first priority. The things of the flesh is not your priority. That's number one, that you must be born again. And once you are born again, then you're going to be baptized. You're going to be baptized. You're going to be immersed in water, because it is a representation that you are dying to that old man. That old man is gone, and now you have become new. That's number two. That's number two. You've got to line yourself up according to the word of God, to the orders of God. Now, because you love God, you want to walk in obedience. You want to walk in obedience. You want to find yourself humbling yourself to the things of God. Now, this is where it starts to get complicated. This is where I believe people realize that they want to say, well, I don't think I want to go to this church because I got to do this, this, and that. I'm not going to be a part of this because I don't want to do this, this, and that. Well, coming to God is a sacrifice. He said to us that, I beseech thee, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I believe that some of you who are listening to me have never heard such a thing, that you believe that you can just go in the church and you're looking around because you're in a carnal state if you're doing this. And you're saying, well, I want to be on the choir. Because I had a cousin like this. She was telling me she wanted to be on the dance ministry. And I was like, well, you know, you need to get married. And like, why? Why do I need to get married, auntie? Why? Well, you are fornicating. Fornicating? What's that? Well, you can't. God does not uphold two people having sex without marriage. That is a sin before God. So you or us, we can't come into the house of the Lord knowing that we're just openly sinning and decide we want to do dance. See, it becomes carnal. And I do believe that there are people in the body of Christ. I believe carnality has swept the house of God. And it's not because it's a bad thing. It's an ignorant thing. It's an I didn't know thing. It's an I didn't know that I needed to be holy before I wanted to take a position as a deacon, as a deaconess, you know, as a minister, as an evangelist, as a prophet and a pastor and a teacher. I didn't know that I needed to be holy and sanctified. But yes, you do. Yes, you do. You if you're going to come to church and you want to say that you are part of a church, you want to live holy and sanctified. The church is for the saints. I know you may say it's for the unsaved, but yes, because see, the Bible says, I'm coming to seek those who are lost. Huh? I'm coming to seek those who are lost. The one that are whole don't need a position. In other words, when someone seeks you out, they're seeking you out because you're lost. But once you come into the light, then the transformation must occur. Then when the transformation is occurred, now you are part of this body of believers who believe that they want to live a sanctified life because they were once lost and now they're found. And because they're found, there are some things they want to pull off that's not according to the will of God. It's just that simple. You and I are not going to be able to enter into the kingdom of God on this earth without laying aside every sin and every sin and every works of the flesh that separate us from God. It's not going to be. So I want you to realize how important it is, and I think this is my number three. You know, it's how important it is for you before you want to be working and doing something in that emotional love, because I call that's that emotional part of us. I want to do something. That's that emotional part. Before you decide you want to do that, find yourself breaking your will to be committed. Find yourself breaking your will to be committed to serve God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, and all of your soul. How do I do that, Pastor McCleary? I'm glad you asked. First of all, you have to acknowledge that you, yourself, want to live a holy life that is pleasing to God. You must make that decision that when you come to God, I want to live a holy and a sanctified life unto God. Once you make that decision, you start working on those things in your life, because this is where the trials are going to come in at. This is where the temptation is going to come in at. This is where the trials of your faith, the workings of your faith, you know, this is where the warfare is going to come in at. Paul says, there's a war going on in my members. Once you learn you and what's in you and what's working in you, bad, good, or indifference, you can then make an honest decision to serve God with all of your heart, mind, and soul. Now, I'm going to say this and we're going to finish because I'm going to come back on it tomorrow. The reason why it is important that you do this first, because there's going to come a time in your life that you are going to be challenged in your flesh. And when you're challenged in your flesh, like Jesus told Peter, I'm praying that your faith fail you not. You don't want to get on this journey and start out on this journey and then you fail and go back in the world and decide, no, I don't want this. When you come to God, you want to seek him with all of your heart, mind, and soul. That's your first thing. Not to be on the praise team, not to be on the choir, not to be the pastor's armor bearer, not to be something and serving because you want to fill some emptiness in your emotions. You want to seek out and seek out the living God so that you and God can have this awesome relationship. Listen, my time is up. I'm coming back tomorrow. We're going to get to the bottom of this love, this agape love, okay? We're going to get it. I believe that this is working for your good. Listen, have a good God-blessed day. Take care of yourself. Love, live, and be happy. And this is the blessings of the Lord concerning you. Goodbye. Talk with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.